It had pages and pages of legal details, tracing the discovery, the loan, the payments made. And then it had a huge single page attached to it. Johnny had held each page of it up to catch the light better, and to expose it to the button camera that had been going in the upper corner of the room all evening. And he now held up the final one. It said, "Notice of delinquency. Two, legal owners and occupiers of planet at time of service. Date. You are hereby summoned to a meeting with the duly appointed officials of the Galactic Bank. 2A. Discuss terms for the discharge of this pressing financial obligation forthwith, well understanding that it is overdue by 1 year and blank days. Without any payment of any kind and without any arrangements to extend or discharge. B. If such arrangements are found unsatisfactory by the Galactic Bank, to surrender title, occupancy and use promptly to avoid further penalties within 1 week from above date, the undischarged amount of said loan and mortgage being 40,960,217,605,216 Galactic credits, being the unpaid remainder and interest of the initial loan advanced in good faith to the Intergalactic Mining Company of Cyclo of 60 trillion galactic credits, and paid by Galactic Bank Transfer at the order of said Intergalactic Mining Company to the account of the Imperial Government of Cyclo, being, in full, payment for purchase of said planet, Earth, Solar System, Universe 16. Signed and sealed, Dries Glotten. Branch Manager, the Galactic Bank. Baylor, Batafor System Head Offices of Sector 4, Universe 16. Johnny said,
"And what would be satisfactory terms for its discharge?"
"Oh,"
said Dries Glotten, easily.
"A payment of 5 trillion at once and some arrangement like 500 billion a month would do. You see, legally, a whole loan becomes due and payable instantly if payments are missed. So you will really find the bank very easy to do business with, for we could require the whole amount instanter. We really are your friends, you know. We always pride ourselves not just on our total honesty and integrity, but on our customer relations."
5 trillion, thought Johnny. 500 billion a month. They only had 2,200,000,000. They had no industry or income. No resources they could dig out of the ground would match the amount needed in that time period. Dries saw through his fairly well-hidden consternation.
"You'd have a whole week. It is very liberal."
"And as soon as this conference decides the fate of Schleem and the relationship to the other combatants..."
"Why, the planet will have a clear title,"
said Dries triumphantly.
"And you can arrange the meeting for us. And we can serve this paper and the whole thing will be handled."
"The winning government,"
said Lord Voraz,
"would have days to discuss it and find where they were going to get the money."
"You couldn't lend it to us?"
"Oh, dear no. It's already been lent."
"And who might buy this planet?"
"Why, any one of the combatants would be glad to have it. They, unlike you here, have industry and credit and collateral."
"So, after we win this war, if we win it, then we might lose it totally, even to the Tolneps."
"Well,"
said Dries Glotten, with an expressive hand gesture,
"banking is banking. Business is business."